Do you have a simple suggestion for something that each and every one of us can do to help raise the collective vibration? Something that even those not awake or aware can do?
Well, God bless you, my dear. We offer our love and gratitude to you, my dear, for your wonderful questions as well as your open mind and spirit. Now, indeed, there are indeed, of course, many things that people can do. But if we had indeed to narrow it down to just one that all could do, we would say to project love. Now, you hear that a lot indeed, and many still wonder, well, what does that mean? How do we send love? How do we project it to others? And so others are not clear on it. So we would like to take it down to clear that, to identify it in a different way. So when we say, indeed, to project love, we would ask for you to think of the human behaviors that would represent love. So indeed, we could ask everyone, can you be more kind to each other? Can you allow your love to be communicated through your eyes, through your smile, through your kindness, not only of your words, but your thoughts and actions? Can you indeed treat others the way you would want to be treated indeed? Can you take less offense? Can you indeed bring out the best in others and then allow them to do the same to you? This is all part of that higher concept of love. And we do see that it can be played out in many different ways, depending on the human being, and yes, the awareness that they hold in their consciousness. Now you, my dear, in particular, we would want you to radiate the energy of love, as you know, my dear, to send it all around you, to send it to the animals, to send it to Mother Earth, to send it to the other cars on the highway, to send it to all those you come into contact with. It can be a simple thought where you are doing it till it becomes a habit. And the more and more people who do this, my dear, then that vibration of love becomes grounded and rooted in the earth plane. It becomes the constant habitual pattern that all are working on without even having to think about it. And so that is the power of God, of spirit, of light. It is love. And so no matter how you choose to spread love, my dear, it will indeed lift the vibration of those around you, of all life forms, of everything that you see and experience, my dear. It will help you, it will help others, but most importantly, all will begin to feel it. The entire earth will vibrate at a higher level, and indeed those who are willing to join in that vibratory field will begin the creation of new consciousness, of indeed what many call the new earth, which is just indeed a lifting up, a letting go of the lower vibratory patterns that are so prevalent right now on the planet. So my dear, do not be afraid to share love. It is not as personal as many think. You don't have to know someone. You don't have to be in a relationship to smile. You don't have to indeed approve of someone and what they do, how they act, to send love to them. They're the ones that need it the most indeed. So indeed, my dear, find your own unique ways to radiate, to project, to behave in a manner that is of love. And that will do the most for the earth, for mankind, for all the minerals, the energies, the animals, the divas. For yes, indeed, other worlds even around you. That is where you are headed, my dear. As you do your part, of course you will influence everything else around you, every other being. And they will feel that love. And they will feel something sparking inside of them. So you are actually inviting them to join with you in love. That is a very powerful thing, my dear. We want you to spread that thought, to talk about it, to exhibit it, to display it with your actions, your attitudes, your thoughts. We do hope that helps, my dear. God bless you.
Thank you, Dr. Peebles.
How'd you like that one, Alan?
That was a good one.
Now, how many times do you do that? How many times do others smile openly? Are you afraid? So many people are hesitant to do the simplest of things that bring joy, that lift the energy. So all those who are here today, including you, Alan, we ask for you to challenge yourself, to go beyond your own comfort zone, and to smile, to share love, to open up to others. And then indeed they will feel more love. They will feel more safe. They will see that indeed there's still good in the world. Do you understand?
Yes.
God bless you.
Certainly something to strive for.
Yes, indeed.